Today's guest is Emily. She is a super polyglot and also YouTuber. So today I will ask some questions. The first question is, could you introduce a little bit of yourself? For example, where are you from, about the YouTube channel, if you don't mind?
Yeah, definitely. So hi, everyone. My name is Emily, as Masa just said, and I'm originally from Arkansas in the United States. I'm not surprised if no one knows where Arkansas is because it's a really, really small state, but it is near Texas. And I think a lot of people know about Texas. And then I also created my YouTube channel, My Language Paradise, about almost a year ago, I think. Oh, yeah. I believe I made it in June of last year, whenever the pandemic was really at its high. So it's been a little while, but I really love sharing my passion for languages on there, of course. I love giving progress updates, especially, and kind of talking about language and identity as well. That's also a really big topic. And yeah.
Okay. Thank you for your wonderful introduction. Next question is, on the YouTube, you mentioned you can speak maybe 9 languages, and you have also learned over 6 years language journey. So could you tell me your language story? For example, first you learned this language and then next language.
Right. Yes, definitely. And I would say it all started with German. I mean, like many in the United States, grew up just in a very monolingual environment. So I spoke pretty much only English until I turned 18 or so. And I did have French in high school, and I did not have a really good experience with that because at first I had a really good teacher and I found French to be pretty easy. Then for the next 2 years of high school, I had a really bad teacher for French, and that really does lower one's motivation. I was really surprised looking back on it, how low my motivation got. So, and I think that also was very discouraging for me because I thought I had this very limiting belief, like, wow, I'm never going to speak their language fluently. Maybe I can just learn the basics, but I'm never going to get to that point. And so, I don't know, I think that's the mindset that I actually went into German. And it doesn't sound very helpful, of course, because that just sounds very discouraging when you talk to yourself that way. But I just told myself, you know, I'm not going to take this too seriously by learning German. Of course, I went into it thinking that I wanted to move to Europe permanently. And I had picked Germany because I only knew about the world wars, of course, and I knew that there was more to these people than just their past. That's why I wanted to go, and I always knew that they were more of the powerhouse of Europe. So, and of course, I had learned a lot about European history, given the fact of how the United States and Europe are intertwined in history. So it made sense. So I decided to just study the basics. And after I got into a little bit more of the grammar, I discovered how much I loved
it. Grammar, yeah.
Yeah, yes, definitely. That's another thing on my channel. And so then I decided, well, maybe I can minor in this in college because, of course, I was 18. I was trying to enter college after that. So I got accepted into a literature class for German. And I think that was a really big growing point for me because I didn't think that I could do anything like that. And it was already happening. So, you know, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to go abroad though. And I wanted to take full advantage of studying abroad. So I knew that I already wanted to go to Germany, of course, for my study abroad to just kind of do a trial run and see how living in Germany would be and maybe determining if I wanted to come back after college. Okay. So that is exactly what I did. And before that though, which is, I guess, it's funny to think about because I was so intense with German, And then this other opportunity before I went to Germany, about a year before I went to Germany, came up because there was a dance program I was accepted into in Italy. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think at that point I felt confident enough with my German to think about, okay, maybe I could like learn a little bit of Italian, even though it was essentially an American school that I was being accepted into for the dance program. We were going to be in Italy anyways. So I thought I would go ahead and learn some Italian. So I was pretty intense with that too, because I wanted to be as fluent as possible before going there. I was only going to be there for about 4 months. So I was like, I need to take full advantage of this. And so, you know, and of course there are tons of resources to learn both Italian and German. So I think that for me, it was easy just to figure out which resources and which websites I could already use, basically. That made the process a little bit easier. But I did go to Italy and study abroad there first before I went to Germany. And Italy was absolutely amazing. I mean, my Italian wasn't as good as my German, of course, when I initially went to Italy. But I think after I left Italy, my Italian was much better than my German. So, you know, yeah, and then I just stayed for about a summer in the United States, and then I went to Germany after that, and yeah, two very different experiences, and I think that has to do a lot with culture as well, but I learned so much, and I think that by learning the languages really well of both of those countries, really enhanced that experience way more than if I had just relied on English, you know? So, yeah. And then I came back. Well, actually, let me go back to Germany. So I, of course, wanted to take advantage of the language learning opportunities in Germany, because at that point I was like, okay, like maybe I could branch out into one more thing.
You do that.
And I decided, actually, because I had talked about on my channel a little bit how I'm really fascinated by language and identity, and I have been thinking a lot about that, just in regards to myself, but also with other people. And of course, when I went to Germany in 2017, the refugee crisis, of course, was a really big deal, and people were talking all about it. And yeah, to be honest, I felt very out of place in Germany, and I think I was looking for a way to connect with other people maybe who felt out of place or not as welcomed. And I decided to go, I guess, investigate more of like the role of the Turkish population. They had come back or come to really help rebuild Germany after the war. And that's when I started to learn Turkish. And I think I also started learning Spanish in my second semester in Germany, because I was like, why not? This is going to be a very useful language whenever I get back to my university. So I was like, okay, sure. And I also knew that I had learned Italian before, so it wasn't super hard to pick up. And after I got back to finish my last year at university in the United States, I still continued to take some literature courses, just a few Spanish. And I would say that, especially in Arkansas, Spanish would be the second language, the most popular second language to learn, because there were so many families, especially from Mexico and Honduras, that really needed a lot of help getting like green cards to America and really navigating that immigration system. So I got onto that definitely, and did an internship as well for a nonprofit that really helped with that process for people who wanted to officially immigrate and everything. And also did a few translations for another internship for a hospital for patients who could not understand English well. and still needed to know about their condition, right? So helpful to have someone for Spanish who could translate that for them, for that information. And I think after that, I decided to go abroad again to Germany, of course. And I decided actually to go to Berlin. So the first time I was in Dortmund and the second time I was in Berlin. And that is when I decided to start Arabic specifically. I wanted to speak with people. So I knew that I didn't want to study like really classical Arabic from the Quran yet.
It seems very difficult.
And I know that that's really, really hard to do anyway. So I was like, I'm just going to do a dialect, even though dialect is, it has its own challenges. And that was really the time when I knew that I was taking resources for granted, that I didn't know what, I didn't really know where to start or where to look. I knew how I learned, which is with grammar and resources, but you don't have a lot of that. In a dialect, especially where you mostly just speak it. It's been a challenge. It's been a challenge with Arabic and it's been a challenge with Turkish, mostly because I don't know when I'm going to go back to Germany or Turkey. I was in Berlin for about 9 months before the pandemic started, and I had decided to go back to the United States because it was the best decision at the time, and everything was closed. So I decided to stop just wasting. It was hard at first, but I think that's kind of actually what triggered me into learning Russian, because I already knew in terms of grammar how the case system, as we call it, for German worked, and I knew Russian had a similar structure for grammar, and so I was not at all deterred, even though people always or language learners for Russian say that the grammar in terms of learning cases is especially challenging. But so that's how I started with that. And I did do a video about Portuguese, and I think I started learning it maybe even 2 months ago, but I actually decided to just drop the language for right now. I mean, it's still a language that I want to learn, but I think I may have to swap it for Hebrew, because I am planning to apply for a scholarship that would go to Israel. So I would really like to learn some Hebrew before that. So that's kind of where everything is for me right now. So very long rant, but long hope that was coherent.
And story maybe we'll keep doing. And you're a great person. And third question is, I watched your My 2021 Language Learning Goal Vision Board, and I'm interested, very interested in. So how vision board can help you to learn language? It's okay in personally or in general?
Yeah, definitely. So I have gotten a lot more into using a vision board just for my personal life as well this year, because it really helps me.
Not language, for just, it's also personal life.
Right. Yes. It's personal. And at first I was only using it for just personal goals outside of language learning.
Okay.
But I think dedicating a language board only to language learning, because it's such a big part of my life, was a really good decision to do. And it really helps with motivation, just getting me into, okay, just do about 30 minutes and then be done with it. You know, even if that means not necessarily studying grammar the whole time, right? But just listening to something or reading something for that time. And just, it keeps you on track, because especially during quarantine, where we didn't really know when everything was going to open back up. I think I'm not the only person who will say that it was hard to find a drive to keep going with something. And that was part of the reason why I wanted to start with another language, which happened to be Russian, because it was just another goal to drive myself forward.
Connected to those people.
Yeah, exactly. And so the vision board for languages also goes into that as well, because I just see as I had drawn on my vision board
every
just
morning you can see and
motivation. So you can really, really see your goals for that, and it really helps.
Okay, thank you. Next question is very similar. So maybe you mentioned a little bit, but we also ask, why do you love language so much? Maybe I also like your video, why I learn so many language as an introvert. So in this video, you mentioned so many variable languages. So yeah, why do you love language so much?
Yeah, I think there are many answers to this, maybe, but
you mentioned like
it's just
variable language, like
I would say it's just helped me grow so much and develop so much as
a
person. Yeah, if we can just break all of my answers down into one thing, and really developed, you know, how I envision myself going about in the world, and how I know that I can contribute to society one day.
I believe that.
It's just, I mean, of course, I got so much. I could see that, you know, how much I was underestimating myself just in general in life before I even started learning German. And I think German was a very clear assertion for myself that I could do what I put my mind to, and I could connect with a lot of other people who I didn't know I could connect to. Level, especially because, as I said, I was an introvert, but I was also extremely shy up until maybe 19 years old. I didn't talk hardly with anyone. So it was a very big change, but it really opens your world, and you can you just experience things differently in that culture.
Okay, finally, could you give a message to those who want to study a foreign language in the future?
Yeah, so I sometimes equate language learning with working out. Like I see it as, you know, you don't have to be a bodybuilder like for everyone, right? You don't have to go go ham on that, as we say.
Rocks and step by step.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to do that, but it's good to at least take a walk. It's good to move your body, right? And I think that's the same with language learning. I think everyone can truly benefit from that. You're definitely going to learn something about yourself. I mean, I know that people have had, one of my friends has had not such a good experience with language learning for different reasons, but she's learned so much about herself, and she can take that information and apply it to things that she is enjoying right now. So I think there's always a benefit, and it's just another way for your brain to work and make sure that it's still working during the summer months, especially in the United States when we have like a 3 to 4 month break of doing no academics at all. I know that was like another reason why I really liked German or Italian at the time, because my brain was always activated trying to piece together different concepts of the language during the summer. And then I came back in the fall for academic courses, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, my brain doesn't feel fried and everything. And so, really lovely way to use your brain. And especially when you actually, if that's your goal, right? I know we all have different goals, but if your goal is to travel to that country and speak to people, then it really is a life-changing experience.
Okay, Emily, thank you for answering all questions. Your answers must be very useful for language learners. I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. And thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.